Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM.
When we get together,
the greatest trophy in the world. No, this is just a tribute.
Yeah, look, we're putting the trophy on the line this morning because it's a very historic, it's a very monumental day.
It's probably one of the most important days of the year.
It really is. International Hot Dog Day. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't love a hot dog? So nutritious.
And we are putting that world's greatest trophy on the line this morning, Jade versus Damien, in a good old-fashioned, traditional Aussie-American hot dog eating competition.
I wonder if they do them here in Australia. I feel like they would. I'm just going to put my hair back because this is serious. We are very competitive. Anyone who listens to this show knows that. No. So I'm putting my hair back. The question I wanted to ask, Dino, is are you allowed to use water?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to put a tea towel on.
We've got bibs on.
You have both just been presented with a platter each of fresh hot dogs. I have 90 seconds on the clock. Right. It's important here that you devour as many of these.
Oh, my God.
This is
going to
be the longest 90 seconds of our lives.
I know.
Okay, Jade, are you right to go? Are you feeling it? Damo, you good?
Yep.
The hot dog eating competition begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's have a clean fight.
I'm really hungry.
Okay, Damien's gone in strong, almost devoured the first hot dog. If you want to use some water to flush the hot dogs through, that is totally fine.
He said I could.
Okay. Almost finished the first hot dog with 90 seconds on the clock.
I thought this
Jump onto Facebook Live and check this out right now. Love to get your comments. Just drop any kind of comment into the feed and we'll get you in the running for that amazing, absolutely amazing meat tray. Thanks to the team at Jamboree Valley Meats. The meat tray looks incredible. Those hot dogs look delicious. Oh. So Jade's into her second hot dog now.
Check this out. I'm going to
We have less than a minute left on the clock. Oh, Damo's just inhaled an entire hot dog in one, kind of one mouthful. Keep pushing it. Keep pushing it, Damo. Keep pushing it.
In my hand.
Bit more water, Jade. Bit more water. That'll help work it through. There we
go. I don't recommend this.
International Hot Dog Day, if you've just joined us. Jade versus Damien, a hot dog eating competition. Facebook Live is the place to get to. Comment below for your chance to win this massive meat tray we've got thanks to Jamboree Valley Meats. How are you guys going now, Jade? You're on to number 3?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on to 3.
It feels like number 15. Okay.
Damien's just readjusting, assessing his strategy before he regroups, regathers.
I'm
Time
on number
is
two.
Running out. How Time is about to run out.
What?
There goes the buzzer. Okay, how did we go?
Can I just say, that is so much harder than it looks. These people that can eat 62 in 10 minutes, oh, my God.
You see these guys on TV and they're like, it's like they've got no swallowing mechanism.
No gag reflex.
I got two, you got three.
Three and a half.
Okay, it's a win for Jade.
Woo! Did you get 3.5 hot dogs? I got through two.
In 90 seconds. That's a mighty, mighty effort.
Look, I tried my best. I tried to inhale one. It didn't work. So, anyway.
Quick victory speech, Jade. What would you like to say to the hot dog fans of the Illawarra?
If you jump onto our Facebook video, check it out in all its beautiful glory and make sure that you comment and like the video because we've got this delicious meat tray from Jamboree Valley Meats, which somebody is going to win this morning.
Beauty. All right, there it is. International Hot Dog Day.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, there are things that we do as people and as parents that we inherit. You know, we inherit from other people in our lives.
You learn a lot of parenting skills from your own parents.
Your own parents, your grandparents.
Yeah.
There's certain things that I do, and I'm really, you know, I'm disappointed with my kids because they fuss it, they make a big deal about it, and I'm just like, what is the big deal? All right, so I thought I would put you to the test and you can tell me, is there a big deal with this? Okay, so there's two things in particular I like to do. One of them is I go up to the kids and I pinch them on the neck and I go, and I do that when I pinch them on the neck. And they go, oh, stop it, it's so sore. How could you do that to me? Yeah. Stop! You know, and I'm like, it's no big deal. And then they turn around and they pinch me 10 times harder. And I'm just like, that's not how hard I pinch you. All right?
They get in trouble for retaliating.
But they do it way too much. They multiply it by 10. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe mine is stronger than what I think it is. So, Jade, can I try that on you?
Go on, pinch me.
All right, here we go.
So maybe you don't know your own strength.
Maybe I don't know. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Maybe you think you're doing it on a scale of 2 out of 10, but maybe it's like a 9.
Maybe it's a 9. So normally what I'll do is I'll go up and I'll go...
Was that it?
That was
now,
it.
Maybe you had headphones on and you didn't get good contact.
No, that's it.
Go on, do it just once more.
That's as much as I would do it.
Is that it?
Yeah.
See, I think it's not that it hurts, it's that it's annoying. And so,
which part of it is annoying? Is it the noise?
It's actually both. The pinching and the hee 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 hee. So they
the hee 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 is there to make it a novelty, like
going, this is a joke.
This is a joke. This is fun, kids.
That is annoying. And so they turn around and do it harder in the hopes that you won't do it again.
Oh, you think it's... Okay.
It's a deterrent. Okay.
It's a deterrent. It's like, you know, and then do you... But that obviously doesn't work. They just get in trouble for doing it too hard.
Well, I backed off on that one because I've copped a couple of pinches. Now, the other night... My little daughter, Kiki, okay, yeah. She'd been moaning that she had a sore nose.
Right.
All right, yeah. Sore nose, and that's fair enough. She had a sore nose. And I felt sorry for her. I examined her nose and I said, there's nothing wrong. She thought she had to go to the doctor, all that sort of
really?
Stuff.
Oh, really? So it was really hurting. Sometimes you can get like a hard booger up there or a little pimple or something that really hurts.
That's right. And I assured her there's nothing wrong. Anyway, later on, as I was putting her to bed, I did another thing that I inherited from my dad, where I went in and I squeezed her nose. You know, and I said, no, little one. You know, that whole thing. And tears rolled down her eyes, okay?
Do you want to give me a demo to see if it was hard?
Yes,
okay, go for it.
All right, so this is what I did. I went up, no, little one.
Wow. Ah! Hurt. Don't they just kiss and cuddle in Ireland? That's standard.
She pinched me so hard in the nose afterwards. Tears rolled down my eyes. I stormed out of the room like a spoiled brat. It's like, I'm not talking to you now.
So you got the shits and left.
Yes, I did. Absolutely. She pinched the crap out of my nose. So that was quite hard. You got
that
tears in your eyes.
I know. Mate, when you say goodnight, give him a kiss on the head, maybe a cuddle. That's all you need to do. Pinch him on the neck and rip their nose off.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Some people... Their relationship blooms and blossoms in a really random, unusual ways. And that's what we want to hear about this morning. My husband and I, we met when I was hosting Miss Snow Bunny at the Australian Hotel in Nowra.
Miss Snow Bunny?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very, very classy joint. And he was one of the judges. He had to actually randomly fill in for his housemate, who was the captain of the Albatross footy team, which was sponsored by the Australian.
How often does it snow in Nowra?
Yeah, well, not much. But don't worry, these snow bunnies weren't wearing many clothing, items of clothing. You had to come out in your bikini and your lingerie and all that jazz. Anyway, I was the woman in the place with the most clothes on.
Yeah.
And that's where I met my husband. And you know, the things just blossomed from there.
Bada boom, bada bing.
Sparks flew.
And who made the first move? Who kind
of... Actually, we bonded over our mutual love of Lord of the Rings.
Nerd alert.
Okay.
And then I think we had a little kiss when he dropped you off.
A little kiss on the same night.
I know.
Woo. Woo. Oh, no messing around. Got a boom, got a ping.
And I was telling him how soft his lips were.
Oh, wow.
I call him Frodo? No. Aragorn.
So there's near naked people walking around and you're nerding it up in the corner.
Oh, no, that's right. Yes. Yeah, it's so true. And ironically, the woman with the most clothes picked up that night. There but look, that's what we want to hear about, those stories of when you met your other half. And we were chatting to Kate Miller-Hike yesterday and we asked her the question, where did her and her husband meet?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's one way of putting it. We met at somewhere probably not quite as seedy, but getting up there, like the old Regatta pub in Brisbane, which has been refurbished now, but at that time it was total sticky carpet, and yeah, it was a band competition. He was up against my band, and he was judged using a clapometer, which is very unscientific technology.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure it was rigged because he won.
Oh,
and the prize was four jugs of VB, which he was generous enough to share with me. But I totally had a songwriter crush on him before we'd ever met. So I listened to his songs and thought they were amazing.
Oh, and then love bloomed over VB. How Australian.
Absolutely. All right, so we want to throw the phone lines open on this morning?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Unusual, random ways you met your other half. What happened?
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Found love.
Met your partner.
Milko
and I met when I was hosting Snow Bunnies at the Australian Air Narrow. We talked about it before. Kate Mulhaki shared yesterday that she met her husband at a band comp. His band beat her band.
Yeah.
But hey,
I like
she's
the
big
bit.
Superstar.
I like the bit how their eyes then met through a fostered jug of VB.
Oh, no, that's the thing. They shared VB with each other. He offered to share his winnings, which was VB, with her. And that's where love blossomed.
See, love is an amazing thing.
It is.
It's an unusual thing.
That's right. So we want to know the random, unusual way you met the love of your life. 4275195.
We've got Alexis on the blog. Morning, Alexis. How'd you meet your other half?
So I took my car in for a set of new tyres and ended up with a bit of a Facebook message 3 hours down the track and 6 months later, pregnancy. So,
oh, right. Wow.
So, yeah, we've been together for a while now. So, I mean, it's all worked out well. Bit of a surprise, but it was, I walked in, said to the boys, hey, I need a new set of tyres and I've got, you know, I drive a, yes, Mackenzie. I drive a V8. V8 Ute is my my daily driver, and apparently it drew his attention to me.
Hey.
And I specifically every year go down to one of the Ute musters in Deniliquin.
Yep.
And he noticed that with the stickers on the back of the Ute, and he ended up hitting me up while I was at work, maybe 3 hours later, going, hey, this might seem a bit weird and creepy, but I served you at work today. Would you like to catch up for a drink?
Oh, my gosh. There we go. So went in for new tyres and came out with a boyfriend and baby.
Yeah, a lifelong partner, I think, at this stage. Yeah, yeah. It's all going well. So
fantastic.
Oh mate. Okay, that's a cool
story.
See,
that's it.
Don't worry. I tell the story to everyone every time we go out for beers or anything like that. It's always, how did you guys meet? Oh, well, sit down at story time, guys.
Yeah. I love it.
No, I love it. That's a great story.
Love it. Okay, 4275195. The unexpected ways that you've met your partner. Carolyn has given us a hoy. Carolyn, love to get your yarn.
I was a uni student at the time, 18 years old, and driving back home to my country town on uni holidays, which was 7 hours away. And on the way out of my uni town, I seen these two hitchhikers, two mates, long hair, surfy looking, hitchhiking. I thought, oh, I should pick him up. You know, I've got a long drive ahead of me and it'll break up the trip a bit. So I went to pull over and I had a car full of luggage. And I thought, I won't be able to fit them in. So I pulled over and then I started pulling back away and I looked in my revision mirror and they were begging on their knees, going, don't drive away. So I ended up turning around and coming back, made some room and picked them up. And, we drove a couple of hours out the road to drop them off where they wanted to go. And he said, look, I'll put my number in your phone and we'll catch up another time. And I thought, okay, yeah, buddy, no worries. months later, I was out with some friends from uni who had a few drinks. And I said, look, let's ring this number. It was an old hitchhiker I picked up months ago. Let's ring it. And from that day forward, he rang me every night and he said, I'll come out to visit you. And then he never left. We've been married for 16 years and two kids.
That's a really cool story.
That is so cool.
I love
so
that.
How did you get together? She picked me up. Literally picked me up.
Yeah, that's right. And at the time, my parents were mortified.
All's well that end well. You didn't end up at Belangalo, so it was a good, a happy
good
ending for you.
And do you tell your kids now never pick up hitchhikers? Because you've got a dilemma now. Oh. All right, it brought love
in
your life.
Absolutely. I tell them, I lie to them and tell them that back in our day it was safe.
Yeah, that's right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It's Wave FM, stop it up.
Woo!
Jade and Damien's going to do your job.
Thank you to all the businesses who
let's update on stop it up.
up to our website, wavefm.com.au. Sent you guys a bit of an invite. Businesses needing a hand at the moment.
And we're happy to help anyone. No job is too big, too small, too dirty, too difficult.
Speaking of dirty,
yeah,
our latest task was to go to Vince's Mechanical. All right, now we met one of the guys from Vince's Mechanical when we were doing a previous job for Oaks Flats when we were doing the meat raffle.
That's
there.
Right, we met Dane.
Bowling club, yeah.
Dano.
Yeah.
He won 3 meat trays that night, and he's like, "Oi, should come to my work. Get
goes
your hands dirty. This isn't a job."
Goes okay on the skooies, just quietly too.
Oh yeah, great. He can put them away.
Yeah, I like to say
he's doing his bit for the Oak Flats bowler.
He really was.
He's a good guy. And I like to say he's a good guy. We met him yesterday. We went down to Vince's Mechanical, and he put us to work straight away. He was like, no messing around. Problem was, right from the onset, it's the lingo. It's mechanical, you know, an auto shop. The lingo. We don't even get the lingo.
No.
Our first job for this evening was a Woolberry's lead repacking full of grease.
What?
Woolberry's?
Wheelberries.
Wheelberries.
Pack them full of grease.
Oh, God.
What's a wheelberry?
He was like, oh, no, what have we got here? And that grease is like a bucket, and you get, like, honestly, you grab it out handfuls of the stuff. Lucky we had gloves.
Yeah, they gave us gloves, but it was a blue grease with these little metal things.
Wheelberries?
The Woolberries.
Yeah, the Woolberries.
Now, I did know it. You know, we're in a mechanical workshop, you know, and we're all trying to behave ourselves. You know, I'm being polite and nice, the boys being polite, and then old gutter snipe over here decides to bring it all right down into the gutter.
You made it look easy, Dane.
Got to get it in there.
Got to get it in there.
Yes.
That's what she said. Oh, my God. I'm in a mechanic shop and I've just gone dirty. The mine's gone straight to the gutter. How do you know it's fully in there? Because I feel like mine's just gone.
That's what she said again.
Oh, mate. All we're right. One of the boys. Straight up, weren't we? One of the boys. So mature.
Two pack of idiots.
That's right. But we had other jobs besides the wheel bearings. We had to get the car up on the hoist, and so you had to put these things underneath it and get them in position and make sure they actually lifted the car up.
Yep.
And we did that quite successfully, and then we had to take off the suspension.
We did actually take off the suspension, and he gave us these ratchets, like a manual ratchet, so to you know, undo the bolts. And he was lefty loosey, righty tighty, and I was in there, and I was
going for it.
I was like going, but I got quite a surprise while I was mid ratcheting. Mm.
You're working hard. Yeah.
Oh.
She's using the mechanical one again.
Yeah,
Jade
decided to cheat. She got the machine version of the ratchet. Just went.
Yeah, I got the electric ratchet. Well, because he was doing it manually, and I was like, "Well, you can do it manually if you want.
There's a power tool for that.
I'm going to use this tool, sucker."
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, all these sort of things when we staff it up comes down to who would actually get the job.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
We've always got the ask question, and Dane, he just laid it on thick.
If it was only one position here, it's a really hard one, because you both went into those bull bearings, you both went hard. I did find Jay struggling a little bit until I give her the air ratchet.
Yes.
And then she's getting to use mechanical tools.
Okay.
Mate, I'd really have to have Jade.
Yeah. Yay! I think it was my joke.
I think it was
you'll fit right in here.
The dirty joke put him over. All right. They all keep picking Jade, and it's starting to hurt my feelings.
Is it?
I'm working my ass off.
No, you, Melissa said you could work at the dog wash.
Yeah, I don't want that job.
Well, there's plenty more jobs. There's plenty more jobs coming. Get to wavefm.com.au and invite Jade and Damien. They love to come to your workplace and
it
up.
Why not? It's a bit of fun. We're only doing it for a week or so more, so get on it now.
Love to come help. Shoot us an invite.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.